You doing okay? Do you need anything? No, baby, it's not a big deal. You act like I don't like taking care of you. In fact, it's the opposite. I, in fact, love taking care of you. It's the best. Baby, it truly is. It's so nice to, like, dote on you. Just because people in the past haven't enjoyed it doesn't mean that I'm not enjoying doing it to you. Yes. I mean that. Besides, you're not going anywhere. You have a broken leg. Yeah. No, you're not trying the crutches. The doctor says 2 more weeks. Which, in all honesty, isn't that bad. Baby, I was in bed for so long after. Yeah. So 2 weeks isn't that bad. I know you could move around with crutches, but the thing is, like, if you bump it or do anything weird, it might make it worse. So you just gotta take it easy. I know. I know you don't want to take it easy, but you have to. So if you need anything, just let me get it. I can carry you if you need to pee. You're not using crutches. I'm not gonna bump you. I'll keep you safe. I can fireman hold you if you're being difficult. Yes, I can. Just cooperate, baby. So, come on. No, you're just being difficult to be difficult. You don't have to pee. You don't want anything. You're just kicking up a fuss. That's why they're in this other room. I'm not leaving the crutches close by because you're going to use them. Baby, if there's an emergency, I'm going to be right here. You're just being a smart mouth. Yeah. It's because you've been in bed and you have nothing to do and you're bored. So when you're bored and frustrated, you're going to just be a nuisance. Yes, that's exactly what you're being. Oh, I'm aware you have a broken leg, but that doesn't mean you can be sassy all the time. Here, I was going to put something on the TV for you. Change of plans. I'll put it when I want now. Mm-hmm. You could have had it all. I was doting on you. But no, you had to be... You want to be, you know... No. I'll put something on for you. Don't worry. That'd be very, very, very mean. I'm not going to be mean like that. Here. There truly is nothing on TV now. No, I know. It's just... I think that's what quarantine taught us, is that there's nothing worth watching on TV. No, you can put on a movie. A movie wouldn't be bad. I want a good documentary, you know? I truly don't understand that. What is it with women in true crime? Like, I never... No, some true crime's fine, but, like, I don't know why. No, you're not the first person to tell me that they want to see, like, a true crime murder thing. Baby, you watch so much true crime. I don't know. I just don't see the appeal. I don't want to know about some dude who, like, killed his family. That's terrifying. I mean, I guess. I just don't see the appeal in the stories. Yeah, I would love something a lot lighter. It's just too dark. Just a little too dark. See, that's light. The attack of the 50-foot cheerleaders. That is super light. No, I know we're not watching that. Oh my god, they've attacked the block. It has John Boyega in it. He was Finn in Star Wars. Yeah. I think it would be pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I'll put it on the list. The Descent. Not for me. Is a very Brady sequel the Brady Bunch parody, or is it the actual... Oh, it's the parody thing, isn't it? Yeah. The Secret Lives of Bees. I thought that was a documentary for a second. No, it is a drama. Is that Queen Latifah? Is Queen Latifah in that movie? Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, we'll just... Okay. I'll see if there's new 90 Day Fiancé. If 90 Day Fiancé's on, I'll watch that. There's a new episode. Okay, deal. I'll put that on. Do you want anything before I start the show? Because I want to watch it too. Okay, I'll get that for you. And then we'll sit and watch it. But afterwards... Thank you, love. I love you too. No moving, please. Thank you. Behave. I just want you to get better, love.